Over 3,000 elderly and disabled Vermonters live in assisted living and residential care homes. These places are state licensed but have minimal regulations. 2 weeks ago, a joint investigation by VPR and 7 Days revealed patterns of inadequate care at these homes. At least 5 residents have died and dozens have faced injuries and indignities. Today for the series we're calling Worse for Care, we look at how the owners and managers of these facilities are rarely held to account. VPR's Emily Corwin reports.
In March 2018, some homeowners living in Brattleboro heard someone calling out for help. An elderly man with dementia had fallen down a snowy embankment near their house. He was bruised and had hypothermia.
I mean, can you imagine? This all could have been prevented.
Marie was the registered nurse at Bradley House where the man lived. For months, she says, she warned her employer. This man needed a locked dementia unit. Bradley House couldn't safely care for him or two other similar residents.
I felt like I had to fight with them for my cause as to, you know, why we couldn't care for them. And they kept putting it off and putting it off because we were in a financial crisis.
At the time, Marie says, nearly half the beds at Bradley House were empty. Marie isn't her real name. She worries speaking out could hurt her career. Both Marie and her former boss, Cindy Jerome, have since left for other jobs in the same industry. Jerome says she, quote, always put the needs of residents first. The current executive director at Bradley House, Cindy Pearson, wasn't there at the time. But she says they've taken measures to increase safety for dementia patients, including increased staffing. Pam Cota is licensing chief at the Department of Disabilities, Aging, and Independent Living. She says she can only enforce the regulations, and the regulations are limited.
So if we don't have a requirement that says you need to involve your nurse in all decisions about admissions, then it's very hard to hold to that standard.
Unlike administrators of nursing homes, which are regulated by the feds, the people who run places like Bradley House don't need much training or even a license. In 2015, after the state restricted the license of a nursing home administrator in Burlington after charges of unprofessional conduct, she left to manage a residential care home in Richmond. No license needed. In an extreme event, the state can seize a residential care home. But short of that, Pam Cota says it can be hard to intervene.
While we oversee this whole operation, our jurisdiction is really limited to what the regulatory requirements require.
It's no surprise, then, that managers stay put even after the state documents harm caused by their decisions. Take Catherine Rooney and her 2 homes in Rutland County. In 2014, the state found a resident's foot rotted for weeks and nobody called a nurse or doctor. In the winter of 2017, the state found residents had been banned from wearing more than 1 layer of clothing. It created too much laundry. This year, the state realized Rooney hadn't had a registered nurse on staff at either home for 9 months. It's a core requirement just for opening your doors. In November, the state fined one of her facilities $5,200. That's less than 1 month's room and board at most homes. Catherine Rooney is still there. She hasn't responded to requests for comment. After investigators discovered the incident with the rotting foot, they referred the case to Adult Protective Services, or APS, which investigates abuse and neglect. And although pretty much everything APS does is confidential, a review of intake dates there suggests this case was not investigated.
Okay. So my name is Clayton Clark.
Clayton Clark was in charge of APS till early this year.
I do know that during my tenure, APS had made attempts to hold management accountable at facilities for negative outcomes. And with the way the statute was written, that it was difficult for those folks to be held accountable.
There is a kind of complacency.
Clark isn't the only former regulator who finds the system lacking. Susan Weary was commissioner of Dale under Governor Shumlin. She says people with the behavioral symptoms of dementia are particularly hard to find beds for. And she says this can breed complacency among regulators.
There is this attitude that because they're willing to do it when, quote, no one else is, that there should be more forgiveness when deficiencies arise.
Weary says this complacency affects administrators, regulators, even law enforcement. Still, pretty much everyone we interviewed for this series agrees the laws and rules designed to protect elders are ripe for revision. Last week at a press conference, when asked about our reporting, Governor Phil Scott said he was willing to work with lawmakers to make changes.
Obviously, we'll take a look at anything that will help rectify the situation.
In the meantime, regulations governing homes like Bradley House are already being rewritten. In May, Dale contracted a private firm to begin the process. Pam Cota, the licensing chief, says there are two things she wants to change: the standards for becoming a manager and the tools for holding them accountable. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.
This investigation is a collaboration between VPR and 7Days. Find our facility database online and other reporting at vpr.org and 7daysvt.com.